Hey, this is Sandy Dover for Baller Mindframe, aka BMF Sports, partner of Complex Media. And today we're going to be going over the Adidas Ultra Boost running shoe. It's the latest edition of the Boost runners that you've seen over the last 2 years, and it's really one of the ones that's been really, really splashy as far as in its attention. One of the things about it that you'll notice is that it really has been a marketing star. It's been a marketing hit. I've actually gone with the liberty of calling it the pre-Yeezy because of Kanye West wearing the shoe prior to his own Yeezy season, Yeezy 750 Boost shoe that's recently been released. It's a low-cut black runner, and to look at it from afar, you wouldn't think there's much that's spectacular about it, but really, the devil's in the details. Let's get into it real quick. We have the prime knit. The prime knit upper is probably the biggest difference that you'll see on any of the Boost runners or any of the runners coming out of the Adidas company. As you know, it's a woven, it's a knit upper. It's totally knit. It's knit. It's made up of yarn and stretch mesh, and it gives a kind of custom fit to your foot. It's a tight weave. It's a tight knit, but it actually kind of conforms to your foot once you get it in. I think that's really the beautiful part of it. Different parts of the upper have different kind of knit fibers and patterns, and that's structured to kind of give you some stretchability in certain places and some support in other places. It's a really nice thing. Also, too, there's the TPU cage where the stripes are on both the lateral and medial side, the inside and outside of the foot. That's really cool. And that acts as a stabilizer over the bridge of the foot and the midfoot. I really like it. There's also a significant amount of toe off. You'll see it's a really, really springy toe off. And you see it in the shoe's profile. The Ultra Boost has that, and that's really kind of to encourage forward propulsion, forward movement. You'll hear a lot of times in runners who are talking about their shoes how shoes are really, really judged by how easy it is for you to take the next step, and these kind of help you because of that toe shape where it's just kind of curved up. Now, the big thing about Ultra Boost is that it actually has more boost. It has more boost along the entire span of the sole, particularly in the forefoot to the heel. In other Boost shoes, there have been, you know, more of a severe gradation as far as when it comes to height. And these days, when you're looking for, or the trend is a more neutral kind of platform on your shoe for a more natural kind of feel, as if you're walking barefoot, Ultra Boost has really kind of made those measures a little bit more even, where your forefoot and your heel don't have such a difference. And that's seen on this, and it's felt. The great thing about how the Ultra Boost feels is that it, underfoot at least, that you, it's totally boost underneath. Like most, and if not all, Boost shoes, you get the full length boost, but this one has beefed up a little bit more. And it literally runs the full span from toes to heel. If you look underneath, you've got the sprint web sole. And that's unique because sprint web normally is something that's been utilized as a textile upper. But they've actually implemented sprint web in this different kind of way where it actually takes the form of a sole. And it's basically spiked. You know, you've got these blended spikes. These almost inverse dimples that actually are raised up, these nubs, and that's to kind of, first of all, give you some improved traction, and it also helps with really just making sure that your foot is actually spreading out evenly. That does a lot for that, and it actually helps the boost give you more feel, because it's actually cut out in different variations of squares all across the sole. So that makes for traction to be really, really even, and it can likely go on any kind of surface. I wouldn't be surprised if these would do pretty well for trail. But this is a road runner, so stick with the road running and the concrete walking. Also, too, is the double clipped heel counter where it's kind of bisected. And that is to allow you some movement, independent movement, as you're running or walking, but mainly running, so that you don't feel totally imprisoned in the shoe. It allows you to have your foot move a little bit more evenly, especially when it comes to the Achilles. You've seen over the last year or so where athletes have really been tearing their Achilles. You know, the stronger the athlete, the more tightly wound an athlete is, sometimes the less limber. And this seems to have been a small change to kind of accommodate a little bit more mobility when you're locked into this shoe. And it's not hard to get locked into this shoe, as I said, because it's made to fit almost perfectly to your foot, like a one-on-one fit. Also, too, there is basically the heel tab, which is built into the PrimeKnit mesh upper. It's literally it's constructed in. It's a part of the shoe. It's not a separate tab. The tab is part of the heel, and that makes for easy access. And the tongue and everything is just one booty. The upper, the booty, and the tongue, they're all one thing. It's all part of the PrimeKnit upper, which makes this also really unique. I think this is a really great shoe, personally. I've been in it. I've studied it for a while. Being able to walk in it, you feel locked in, but you don't feel imprisoned. Some shoes you feel imprisoned in because they're so supportive. This feels very, it feels, once you walk in it a while and you're able to really, really get used to the PrimeKnit weaves that are all throughout the shoe, it really feels like something that's an extension of you. You kind of forget that you are in it, except for the fact that the boost is really, really responsive, as we've seen the last 2 years. It's a magnificent technology. It's Adidas best. It's maybe an industry best. So I would suggest that if you're looking for a shoe that you can take to the gym and you can take to the store and you want to go out in, the Adidas Ultra Boost is a great choice. You can't go wrong with it. It's a great versatile runner that you can use for when you need to get your run going. And if you just want to go out and be stylish. And again, I mean, this is a Kanye West vouched for sneaker. So, you know, if there's any doubt as far as its hipness, it's definitely got the hipness down. So if you're looking for something that's hip, that's supportive, that's comfy, and it's going to give you a lot of bang for your buck, go for the Adidas Ultra Boost.